Chevrolet out, talking on a number and digging on the radio. And then just across that Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine. That left rear tire was just about to go. Well, the spare was flat and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight. So I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. Went as far as I could and went to stop the car. It was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed all my hair up under my hat, went and told the bartender I'd have a flat. Would he be kind enough to give me change for a woman? Well, that was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place over him and me, and he just looked disgusted, pointed toward the telephone. Well, I called up a station down the road a ways. He said, well, son, we ain't very busy today, and we can have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, now, you just stay right where you're at. And I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. Some guy walked in and said, who owns that car with the gun racks and the back wheels and four on the floor? He looked at me and I just damn near died. And I decided I'd just wait outside. So I laid a dollar on the bar and I headed for the door. Just when I thought I was gonna get out there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick, some fella with green teeth. I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, you tipped your hat to this lady, son. And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in the fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was six of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing, I got feeling sick, and I knew I better think of something pretty quick. So I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell and a curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, watch him, folks, he's a thoroughly dangerous man. Well, you may not know him, but this man's a spy. He's undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sitting down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. And he was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I just laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Reagan stickers off the bumpers of cars, voting for Jimmy Carter for president?